Dr. Seth Moore is the Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The band engages in wildlife research and restoration projects throughout the year, working with moose, wolves, fish, deer, grouse, and environmental issues. Dr. Moore joins us by phone once a month to update us on the band's fisheries and wildlife research efforts and environmental monitoring. Welcome, Seth. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
So tell us what's on your mind today.
I have lots on my mind today. I'm going to start at the beginning with to explain three kind of major concepts of why we do what we do here at the Grand Portage Trust Lands Building. The things I'm going to talk about today are the history of treaties between tribes and the U.S. government. I'm going to talk a little bit about treaty rights. I'm going to talk about a concept called the trust responsibility, and then I'm going to give some examples of how we partner with the federal government. So to start at the beginning, the treaties with Indian nations began actually in the early 1800s. And these treaties were sought by the U.S. government to reduce conflict with the Indian nations. And contrary to popular belief, Indian nations weren't actually defeated by the federal government, but negotiated the use of their land to the federal government with these treaties. And this established what's now called government-to-government communication and consultation, where both parties, the Indian nations and the federal government, are equal and sovereign.
So what are the treaty rights?
That's a good question. The treaty rights are reserved rights to fish, hunt, and gather in the lands that were ceded to the U.S. government within reservation boundaries. And an example of this, the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa signed a treaty in 1854 that preserved those hunting and fishing and gathering rights within the reservation boundaries and an enormous chunk of northeastern Minnesota called the 1854 Ceded Territory. And these treaty rights also included the waters of Lake Superior. And these treaty rights are property rights. And another word for this is usufructory rights. These are analogous to severed mineral rights on a piece of property, where a person can own the surface rights, but another agency or entity can own the mineral rights and have a right to extract those minerals. The interesting thing about treaties and treaty rights is that oftentimes these treaties occurred before statehood of the states. And for example, the Grand Portage Treaty was signed in 1854. Minnesota actually became a state in 1858. And the value of these rights is that they extended these rights to the tribal government to protect the ability of Indian people to harvest wild fish, game, and rice, and other parts of the natural environment, and to use the land as they had always done.
I understand there's an overarching level of trust between Indian tribes and the federal government. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, this level of trust is called the trust responsibility. And the Supreme Court decision ruled that Indian nations are dependent sovereign nations. And so as domestic nations within another nation, the federal government has a responsibility to protect the interests of Indians and to communicate with Indian nations and consult at a government-to-government level. And so some examples of federal trust responsibility to Indian tribes is to ensure that culturally important native species exist into perpetuity. Another example is to protect the environment so that Indian people can live healthy and fulfilling lives. And these are fundamental principles by which sovereign Indian tribes partner with federal agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the Environmental Protection Agency to accomplish shared native species restoration goals and also to protect the environment.
Can you give any examples of how the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa partners with the federal government to fulfill those trust responsibilities?
One of the things that we do to partner with the federal government is some wolf and moose research. Right now we're taking on a new wolf diet study where we collect wolf scats, or poop is another word for it, over the course of the year, and we analyze hair and bone fragments to understand the proportions of deer, moose, and other prey items. The goal of this is to determine the effect of wolf predation on moose. Another partnership we have with the federal government is the Grand Portage Native Fish Hatchery. This is a fish hatchery we built here in Grand Portage using funds that came from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We also partner with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to stock native fish species, such as the coaster brook trout. This is a project that began actually as early as 1992, and we've been continuing working on that since that point in time. And we're having really good success in bringing coaster brook trout back into Lake Superior. And lastly, we partner with the Environmental Protection Agency in a number of different directions. We protect water quality, we protect air quality, we're preserving and protecting wetlands, and we also are managing solid waste and non-point pollution.
We're speaking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist and director of the Biology and Environment Departments at Grand Portage Trust Lands. He joins us by phone once a month. Is there anything else you want to add this morning, Seth?
Well, I look forward to continuing these discussions and talking about some of the things that we're working on here. I think that it's really important to help to inform people on what we're doing and why we do what we do.
Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you. Bye-bye.